Anyhow, our longest listener contest, and we had a lot of, and the guy who won it, and you deserve to, and I'll tell you why, and we'll see in a minute here, Mark Steingraber, ladies and gentlemen, our longest listener winner. He wins a treasure trove of prizes, and he gets to come up here and be annoyed by me in person. No, come up. You got to come up here. What do you think? You get away that easy? Nothing get away that easy. Is this a turkey call or a duck call?
I believe it's a duck.
It is?
Yeah.
Here, don't tell me.
I work for the Fish and Wildlife Service. I know a duck.
I know.
I hear it.
I'm just asking you. That's I'm not rebuking you.
Right.
That wasn't a rebuke.
A mallard?
What?
A mallard?
Okay. Do you need one?
No, I'm a fishery biologist.
Okay. Yeah. But you're a turkey hunter, aren't you?
No, I don't hunt turkeys.
I saw something in there from, Mark Pitch.
Oh, what did Mark have to say about it?
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
He said he was going to be here for one thing, and he's not.
Well, he's very disappointed he's not. His daughter's having a recital right now
somewhere else
in town.
The old recital routine. Oldest one in the book. Piano recital.
So what else has Mark told you?
Lots of stuff about you.
Okay.
Lean in a little bit forward there. Right?
Sure.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
And we should tell you right off the bat here now, it's because you were here with your mom and family.
1988, February 14th, 15th?
Yeah, on Valentine's Day, wasn't
right,
it?
My birthday.
Your birthday is Valentine's
yes,
Day?
Yes, see, that was the whole gist. In 1987, I came here with a friend to celebrate my birthday.
Yeah.
You'd been on the air just a short period of time. And it was like,
those are the days.
This is a happening thing. Let's go to Madison. Yeah. I live in La Crosse, so... Yeah, we went there, enjoyed it.
If you live in La Crosse, this is a happening thing at that time.
It is. Yeah. Happening in Rivertown, yeah.
Do that or jump in the river, have a few beers and jump in the river. Right?
And hope you come back out,
Of course.
So
what were you saying?
Back to 87 or 88. My parents, I grew up in Waukesha. My parents drove over to meet myself and my fiancée at the time, Carol here. And enjoyed your show immensely that day.
She's still your fiance? Shouldn't you tie the knot at some point?
Yeah.
It's been 30 years.
She put the hammer down on me, and within a year or so.
Literally?
It'll be 26 years July 1st.
Oh, 4 years you can have a show about it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And your mom was here, and we were talking about reunions and stuff.
Well, this was at Vilas Hall,
as
the show used to be. And at that point, there was no cost to attend it. Victor's Coffee and Tea.
Absolutely free.
Yeah. You had to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
And she had been to her reunion.
She had been to her 50th class reunion. My mom grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
She met my father here at UW back in about 1939, 40, somewhere in there. My father graduated with a degree in soil science.
Soil science.
My mother was trying to avoid the heat in New Orleans for the summer. She had already graduated with as she would say, she got her chemistry degree before they split the atom, and she did, back at Loyola in New Orleans. And she was teaching at the time and looking for a place to get away where it was cool for the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what sort of chemistry was she in? You was in soil science and she was in...
Just general chemistry, but she was also, she became a high school teacher in New Orleans at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, cool.
Would take the boat across to Algiers, across the river,
right.
To teach over there.
Yeah.
So she had lots of great stories about that.
Yeah, yeah. But, and what a great voice, the accent. Which you said sounds sounds like a Brooklyn accent.
Exactly. That's what people would say of my mother. Sounds like you're from Brooklyn. And no, it was a
Southern accent.
It was a Southern accent that got Wisconsinized, and somewhere in between there was Brooklyn.
Yeah. We have the clip from the show.
But I do have Jewish roots, I want you to know. Well, on my mother's side.
I'm looking, but I don't see that.
They get grayer in the...
On your mother's side, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I have one of my great... grandparents was a Solomon.
You're an
Solomon,
octa-Jew.
Sol.
Octa-Rune Jew.
So I'm proud of my Jewish roots as well.
Yeah. Solomon was who to you?
Solomon was a great grandfather in New Orleans.
Okay.
Solomon Coleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brother.
All right.
Give me the handshake. This is the handshake. Surprised you didn't know that. We have the clip from the show. Can we play that?
Has anyone here gone to their reunions? Like, this is just 10 years. That's not that long. But you've gone years? How many years was it for you?
College reunion, 50 years.
50 years. Everyone pretty much the same after 50 years?
Well, I tell you, a few people I couldn't recognize. After 50 years, you become a senior citizen, I suppose. That's one of the things. So. A happy elder, or whatever you want to call it.
A happy elder, would you use it?
I came from the South, where I had never seen snow, and I've been living in Wisconsin for 40 years. And I went back to New Orleans, Louisiana, for my reunion, and saw. They wondered how I existed up here for 40 years.
Tell me, after 50 years, is the class clown still the class clown, and the most likely, did he really succeed and all that?
Oh, yeah. There are many successful people there, and I'm like the lady who was on your show. I was just the housewife.
Well, that's successful. Did you bring all the pictures of the kids, the grandkids?
Yeah, I've got four wonderful sons, one who has a birthday tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's my baby.
This is your baby over here.
Baby.
What a big baby he is. He's big, isn't he? He's going to outgrow those clothes if it's continuing.
We met here. We live in Waukesha. He lives in La Crosse.
I see. You met your son here?
Met my son the other day, yeah.
Oh, not originally. I thought that's what I just ran into him. Or did you go to the reunion, too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 50 years, huh?
Wonderful time.
Yeah. Did you meet in school?
Yeah, here in Madison.
You met here in Madison?
Summer school.
In summer school?
Yeah.
Do you remember the course you were taking?
I was calculus.
You were in calculus, and she was in calculus?
No, she was in French.
Well, how did you meet then? You should never have met. You should never have met.
At the Newman Club, 723 State Street.
Yeah.
50 years.
That's right.
Well, when's your anniversary?
What anniversary?
Your wedding anniversary.
Oh, the 10th of June.
Well, I'm sorry we missed it, or we'd give you something right now, but I'll tell you.
That's close enough.
Have you been married? How long have you been married now?
44 years.
Not bad. They say the first 44 is the hardest. Is that true? What are your names?
Joe Steingraber and my wife Elaine.
Joe and Elaine, nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you, too.
And the baby here, he looks very... The baby has a beard, I might add. The baby has a beard. Look for it. By James Beard. We have something for you, I think, to honor whatever we're honoring here, because 44 years deserves something, right, Jeff?
Sure. They should have one of our handmade stoneware crocs, the What Do You Know croc from Rockdale Union Stoneware in Cambridge, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Put that on the mantle.
Yeah, that'll look very... Ridiculous.
Say hello to my son in Fort Collins, Colorado, who's going to be listening today.
Yeah, I don't think we're on in Fort Collins, but go ahead. If he's a psychic, he'll hear it.
He listens there. We miss him. We wish he were here, too.
Okay. You could use the phone, you know. It would kill you to make a call.
I'm going to be using it now.
If you're nine, the rates are lower. I don't see what the big Nice to meet you both. Pleasure to have you here.
There you go. That was it. Yeah, we still have that crock in our kitchen.
You still have the crock?
Oh, yeah.
Anything in it? What do you do with a crock?
A candle. We got a candle.
Oh, you put a candle in
from time to time, yeah.
You change it every so often?
Yeah, every so often.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a few years, but...
Your mom is so funny, you know. You can tell she's very funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, my children never had a chance to meet her.
Yeah.
So this is... I had a sister-in-law tape that show originally back in 88.
Yeah.
And we've had that tape ever since, and occasionally... I'll play it for my kids just so they can hear their grandmother's voice.
Yeah.
And that might have been the selling point for me winning thank you contest from a month ago. But.
It's a good argument.
As I said in my statement, we've been listening to your show more or less since Death Do Us Part.
Yeah.
In the case of my mother and my father.
Yeah. Did your dad talk a lot? He didn't seem to get much in there.
No, my dad was kind of a quiet guy.
Taciturn?
Just quiet.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or something.
Can't tell you that.
Just slipped me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I interrupted.
That's okay.
So I got you from your brother-in-law. I got the full dope on
okay.
You now that you're all growed up.
Let's hear it.
Nicest guy in the world, lovely wife, four terrific kids, including three Eagle Scout sons.
Yeah.
Is that even legal? Are those legal Eagle Scouts? There's one.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Is that a record? I bet that's a
they're
record.
We're from La Crosse, and we're from a troop 11 of La Crosse, which is known for producing lots of Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
It goes back.
Is it an Eagle Scout mill?
You could almost consider it that. We set high expectations for all the guys. But it goes back.
And were you an Eagle Scout?
No, I was not. I dropped out as a second class scout.
Really?
So I washed out early.
I left at Weeblow.
Weeblow.
Yeah.
Or Weeblow, as we used to call it.
Yeah.
Okay. Married to a large lacrosse family like me, Mark says. Yeah. I was talking about him. Yeah, we're talking about you.
Okay.
One of seven sons-in-law of Bob and Fran Skemp.
Right.
10 children, 7 daughters. Sons-in-law call themselves the Outlaws. And Mark is definitely the tallest. Lives in a mission-inspired bluff home on a road that includes 4 other in-laws. How does that work out? Pretty good. So you have, like, it's a small city.
We have an enclave that's sometimes referred to as the compound.
The compound.
Right, right.
Are you armed
You've
and are you dangerous?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't do anything with guns.
Yeah, cool.
No.
Like hunt. You go to a guy's head having an enclave, that's all I'm saying. quiet, pensive guy with a dry sense of humor?
You bet.
Okay, good. Agree. Tell me if you disagree with any of this. Cause I know.
He's on so far.
Carefully attends a prairie garden next to his property, leads the annual family turkey kill on the Skemp farm.
That's where you got the turkeys from, yes. That's
so
an interesting
explain
fact,
yourself,
yes.
Would you, mister?
Well, my father-in-law has a farm up there, several hundred acres, and from year to year,
Skemp Farm?
Skemp Farm. Yep. Sky High Ranch is its
Sky High Ranch.
Sky
cool.
High, yep. Beautiful views overlooking the La Crosse River Bluff area. But he raises some sheep, some pigs, and some turkeys, pheasants every year. Yeah. And
did you ever shoot the sheep instead of the turkeys? Or one year, so a sheep
I haven't gotten
shoot?
Involved with the sheep that much, no. The sheep or the cows. Yeah. My role really comes in as a federal employee. I'm the government inspector when it comes time to cleaning the turkeys.
Oh, okay.
I also, as a fishery biologist, I have a pair of overall bibs. For, you know, sloppy kind of work. Knee boots that come up to here.
You got to have me up for one of these sometime.
Hey, you're
I
remember
what I was doing there. But
you can join Mark Pitch. In fact, bring Mark along because he hasn't shown up for one of these.
He doesn't show up for anything.
I don't think ever.
No.
He's too busy at the state capitol.
Always a recital. There's always a recital or the state business.
Right,
He's a reporter for the state journal. All right, award-winning winemaker.
I have taken several white ribbons at the Wisconsin State Fair in recent years. I'm trying to work my way up here, Philippe, but I'd like to talk to you after the show about what I can do to tweak things, okay?
Yeah. How do you know Philippe, the so-called Frenchman?
I hear him on the radio from time to time. Oh. I've visited the winery. I'm familiar with it. We
Was he
enjoy
a radio
their
show?
Wines. Pardon me?
Philippe, you have a radio show, Philippe?
No, winery.
What?
Winery.
You have a radio show for the at the winery?
No, no.
I can say Wollersheim Winery. Say it a little slower. Let me see if I can get it.
Oh, he's on with Larry Mueller from time to time.
Oh, you're on with Larry Mueller. Oh, okay,
yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe he is French then. Maybe he's for real.
I
what wine? What's your special?
Prairie Fumé. Yeah.
You do a Prairie Fumé?
Oh, no. That's my favorite Wollersheim wine, Prairie Fumé.
Don't angle for booze while you're in here. Come on. I don't know. The wine that you make that you're
the one
your signature
that I like the best
Vino.
Is my Red Currant.
Red Currant.
Red Currant. However, that has never taken a ribbon at the state fair. I keep
hearing
it year after year. And
are nothing. They local Skemp red currants?
No, these are actually currants that were originally from my grandmother's house up in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. Oh. Up in northeastern Wisconsin. Right. Let's hear it for Kewaunee.
Kewaunee. And so how did this wine, past year or a year, or what vintage are we talking here?
I actually have a bottle for you in my car, Michael, from the 2000.
What's it doing in your car?
It's going to make its way up.
I brought all kinds of stuff.
It's going to make its way up to the terrace for
you
later, okay?
What?
It's going to make its way up to the terrace for you later, right? Are you going to be
there? Too late by then. I need it right now, Frank. Sounds great. Sounds very good. Is it dry or is it sweet?
It's just a touch sweet.
Touch sweet is good.
Yeah.
Or toot sweet, as we say in English. Seems like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't
keep him around.
Once he gets over this French thing, he'll be... also known among the family for his sauerbraten.
Oh, yes.
Do you hammer it yourself?
Do I what?
Hammer it.
No, I do no hammering of sauerbraten.
Don't you pound it?
No, it's marinated. For several days.
Don't you pound a sauerbraten?
No, that would be a thinner piece of meat that you'd take.
I'm thinking this is
a roast.
Oh, this is a roast?
Yes.
You ever pound that roast? Well, that sounds bad.
It's several pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, you need a several pound roast.
And what's the secret to your sauerbraten? Is it the sour or the braten?
It's the ginger snaps.
Okay.
Ginger
Thank
snaps,
you.
Yeah.
Expert on mayflies. Now, this is your field.
Yes. Now, I have to say, Mike, I was a little bit disappointed that... that you didn't get me on your show a year or two ago
for the mayfly
when you're in
invasion.
Lacrosse.
Yeah.
Now you interviewed my major professor Tom Claflin on mayflies.
Should have had you, man.
Tom,
I'm sorry.
Tom is an expert. No question about it. Because he learned from the expert, Cal Fremling. Dr. Cal Fremling at Winona State University.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mayfly, they call him.
Dr. Mayfly.
Yeah. Dr. Mayfly. Yeah. Sorry.
But I had the privilege of working under Cal about the time that I came to listen to your show. Visited with my parents.
Yeah.
And
Mayfly is just one day?
1 to 2 days out of the year. The rest of 365 days.
Has there ever
been
a Mayfly that survived? And went on to other things, like being a June fly, June bug, maybe? Can we get a June bug?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've got a Mayfly monitoring program,
yeah.
And just get a plug-in for that.
Do they still plow them off the bridge there?
When needed, yeah.
Yeah. Did it happen this year?
Not yet, but they have started emerging. The big one's probably not going to be around till around July 4th, plus or minus 10 days.
They have no mouths. Did you know that?
I do. Cannot bite.
Well, then you're for real,
I guess. But if you see some mayflies, you can report them onto a website that we maintain.
Okay. And what do they do? They just come out and they try to reproduce?
They mate. That's their big thing.
They try.
Unless they get strayed by a beer cup.
Or plowed by the guy on the bridge.
Right.
Well, you get plowed and then you mate. That's pretty much how it works in lacrosse. Eh? And zebra mussels. We should... That's
not so much zebra mussels,
so much.
But
see,
native
pitch doesn't
muscles.
Get anything right.
Native.
Okay, never mind. Plays the violin.
Plays the violin on Christmas now only.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
I had 2 years and
What do you play on Christmas?
Oh, Christmas carols, traditional.
Oh, a whole bunch of them.
No. Yeah, along with other members of the Skem clan who are on strings performing and stuff like that.
Yeah, did you ever work with a violin and a harmonica brace?
No.
That'd be kind of hard, I guess, if they clang. Just add something to it, is what I'm thinking. Mark, it's great to have you here and to meet you, and I'm so glad to meet you, and I'm so glad that that your mom was here, and your mom and dad were here, and that's a great memory for you and for all of us.
Yeah.
And we got all kinds of stuff for you for winning this. You may have not have listened the longest, but you seem the most significant. First of all, we can bring out his stuff now. This is a collected Feldman here. This is everything I've ever read or touched, including the calendar. You know how rare the What Do You Know calendars are?
Thank you.
What year was that? It's a good 1996. So if that happens again, you got that. And all the books. And all the books. And even 1998 was a joke, which was the Clinton years. A lot of Clinton jokes in there because we never do that again, I don't think. And so that's for you.
Okay.
Then we got stuff there. Okay. Yeah, you're supposed to present it, dear. Where is that, Megan?
Supposed to do the thing like, I say, and Megan is now presenting you with.
Wait a second. We got. What is that? Wolfsheim wine? Is that for him, too? Okay. There you go. You got the wine without even having to beg for it. We got, this is the biggest thing. We got all kinds of What Do You Know stuff here, paraphernalia. Wow.
That's Megan. That's her last day.
Yeah. And we got you an HD radio.
Cool.
So you'd never miss another show, man.
Okay.
Because we don't know what HD means. Thank you. Here, present this. Yeah, do it like. HD. Thanks, Mark. Well, he wants to get out of here now. HD radio. You can't beat that. Thank you. It's good to see you, man. Thank you very much. Our longest listener, Mark Steingraber. From lacrosse.